Let's think positive here. Journey Songs, second edition, and its good points, and much more, here on iSnark, episode number 164. Right now!
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by a sequence, not just a series of numbers anymore. And now, a man who likes to keep his numbers misordered, disordered, unordered, and backordered, here's Brian Michael Page.
Yay!
Hello and welcome, ego sum brianis micaelis pagina, your friendly neighborhood iSnark. Finally, after a very hectic and stressful last couple of weeks, we finally got rid of the big gas-guzzling 1995 Dodge conversion van. Traded in for a 2K2 Dodge Grand Caravan, which is a little easier on the pocket in terms of gas mileage. Let's face it, the conversion van had a V6 and was drinking more gas than most bloody V8s. You can't even measure the fuel economy in this pig in miles per gallon. Gallons per mile might be a little more accurate, not to mention the fact that it needed about a G-note worth of front-end work. You know, at this stage, it's just no longer worth putting all that money into it. However, it is a 15-year-old van, and we did get 6 years out of it. We even got a family-slash-business trip to Southwest Missouri and back out of it, too. So it was great. You know, it was great while we had it, but you know what? It's time to retire it. So let me ask you, do we play taps, or do we chant the In Paradisum?
In Paradisum.
If you went to Mass on Easter Sunday, hopefully you heard a chant known as the Sequence. Now, if the Mass you attended was in the ordinary form, this should have been chanted before the Alleluia. If the Mass you attended was in the extraordinary form, this should have been chanted immediately after the Alleluia. The sequence for Easter, which, by the way, is required on Easter Sunday, begins with the Latin Victimae Paschali Laudes, Immolent Christiani, or the English Christians, to the Paschal Victim offer your thankful praises. 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord, we celebrate the birth of the church, which we know as Pentecost, with another required sequence, Veni Sancte Spiritus, or in English, Come, O Holy Spirit, Come. A couple of weeks after that is the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, or the Body and Blood of Christ. This day also comes with a sequence, required in the extraordinary form, now optional in the ordinary form. The sequence is in Latin, Laudation Salvatorum, or in English, Lord, O Sion, thy salvation. With this being a much longer sequence than its Easter or Pentecost colleagues, many sadly tend to either delete the sequence altogether, after all, it's only optional in the modern Mass, or begin the chant with the last four verses, which begins, Ecce Panis Angelorum, or Behold the Bread of Angels. Now some may remember this next sequence, Sadly, it was deep-sixed altogether in the modern liturgy, and many are trying to retrieve it, thank God. And that is the funeral mass sequence, Dies Irae, or Day of Wrath. And finally, another sequence which I'll bet many didn't even know was a sequence. You've probably sung this many times at the Stations of the Cross, albeit one verse at a time, and that is the Stabat Mater Dolorosa, which many know in English as At the Cross, Her Station Keeping. It's almost like seeing the Stations of the Cross in the eyes of the Blessed Mother. This sequence was added to the Mass for Our Lady of Sorrows in 1727, 157 years after the Mass, according to Pope Pius V, had seen a number of sequences being dropped, well, at least as sequences. Some of those dropped sequences, like the Passion Chant, Vexilla Regis Podeunt, or the Royal Banners Forward Go, and the beloved Pentecost hymn Veni Creator Spiritus, or Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed, are still widely used today as hymns. I'm going to leave a couple of links in the show notes, which you can access at theisnark.blogspot.com. One is the Wikipedia entry on sequences. The other is the Catholic Encyclopedia entry that discusses two Stabat Mater texts. The one I mentioned earlier, Stabat Mater Dolorosa, which describes emotions of Our Lady at the Cross, and the other one, Stabat Mater Speciosa, which describes the emotions of Our Lady at the manger. Well, today we're going to do some positive thinking. We're going to look at the pluses in what I like to call OCP's best hymnal, the second edition of Journey Songs. But first, let's say hi to them there jungle screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Why, thank you, jungle screechers. Well, let's take a look at our feasts and whatnot for the week of April 12th through 18th, 2010. All right. Monday, April 12th, in both forms.
Feria.
Vestment color white. Tuesday, the 13th, in the extraordinary form. St. Hermenegild, martyr. Third class feast, vestment color red. In the ordinary form, St. Martin, the first pope and martyr that's celebrated as an optional memorial. Vestment color will be red for St. Martin and white for the feria. Wednesday, the 14th, in the extraordinary form, St. Justin, martyr, third class, vestment color red. And while we're at it, there's also a low mass commemoration on that day for Saints Tiberius, Valerian, and Maximus, all of which are martyrs. In the ordinary form,
Feria,
vestment color white. Thursday, the 15th, and Friday, the 16th, in both forms,
Feria,
vestment color white. Saturday, in the extraordinary form, the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday, fourth class, vestment color white. And there is also a low mass commemoration for St. Anicetus, or Anicetus, priest and martyr. In the ordinary form, again,
Feria,
vestment color white. And now, finally, Sunday the 19th, in the extraordinary form, the second Sunday after Easter, and in the ordinary form, the third Sunday of Easter. Notice the difference between the two forms of the Mass in the numbering of the Sundays post-Easter and the preposition used before the word Easter. You'll see this on the next few Sundays up to the Sunday just before the Ascension. Investment color, of course, is white either way. And we'll be back.
Coming up, the amazing journey through Journey Songs. But first, the food that sure as hell ain't spiritual, but it sure hits the spot any time of the day. Stay tuned.
Krakow's got kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christo's Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
And now, here's an iSnark fun fact.
Let it be known that the iSnark supports two teams, the Red Sox and whoever beats the Yankees.
iSnark semi-live
in a FedEx truck. Listen to that big loud diesel. Yep, that's the sound of my FedEx ground truck traveling northbound on Interstate 295, heading for the first stop of my route. We still have quite some time before we get there. This truck is governed at a measly 63 miles an hour, and the speed limit here is 65. So, while we're waiting, let's check out the music we did last Sunday at the 8:30 and 11 a.m. masses. This is for the second Sunday of Easter, also designated by Pope John Paul II as Divine Mercy Sunday. And traditionally, it's known as Low Sunday or Quasimodo Sunday, named after the first word of the Latin introit of the day, and again, not after the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Well, anywho, the two masses we're talking about, the 8:30 and 11, that was some substitute work that I did last Sunday, filling in for my friend Ron Almeida over at Holy Cross Church in Providence, Rhode Island. Next weekend, I'll be there again, not only for the Sunday, but for the 4 p.m. anticipated Mass on Saturday as well. So without further ado, let's listen to our opening hymn.
Thank you.
That was a favorite of mine. Alleluia, alleluia, let the holy anthem rise. Set to the American tune, Holy Anthem. Remember, this was one of the examples we had on the last show about wrong alternate tunes, and I had mentioned that the early We Celebrate books had used Hymn to Joy for this tune. Of course, it took till like the late 80s or so before they finally changed it and used the right tune again. But they finally got it, so that's good. The hymnal that they used there, it's GIA's Gather Comprehensive, the dark green edition. Guess what word was used in the third line of the second verse? You're not going to believe this. Yeah. Gibbet. You won't find that in many hymnals. How many actually remember that one? Seamus O'Reilly brought that one up in the last video episode of CVTV. And Father Eric Ricksteig, in his blog Orthometer, also brought it up. These actually date back to June of 2008. The Gloria was taken from a new Mass for Congregations by Carol Thomas Andrews. The Psalm was Psalm 118 with the antiphon, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is everlasting. These words also found as the versicle to the Vidi Aquam, the sprinkling rite chant for the Easter season. The musical setting in this case, written by Owen Allstott, taken from Respond and Acclaim. Now, the Alleluia was that drinking song there, the Celtic Alleluia. But I don't use the verses from that. I use the verse from the day, and I set it to my own psalm tone. And now, here's the offertory. There you just heard, O sons and daughters, let us sing, taken from the Latin O Filii et Filiae, set by the Motu chant tune of the same name. It's actually taken from a processional in Paris back in the 1600s. It's actually one of those hymns that's an absolute must on the octave of Easter, especially with the gospel being about the doubting Thomas. We got as far as verse 5 at the 8:30 Mass and verse 6 at the 11 o'clock Mass. What we really should have done is start with verse 4. That night the apostles met in fear. However, that was not up to me, not my parish. Sanctus was taken from People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. The Christ has died at Amen were from Massive Cremation, I mean Massive Creation, by Marty Hagen. Agnus Dei was taken from Holy Cross Mass by David Clark Isle. Communion hymn was Bread of Life, Hope for the World by Mrs. Owen Allstott, that is Bernadette Farrell. And now, for the recessional, I'm going to pull a little stunt here. First of all, the first verse of the version I did at the 8:30 Mass. Okay, so now, here's the version that I did at the 11 o'clock Mass with the choir joining me. There you have it, Jesus Christ is risen today. Lovely seasonal piece. The tune is called Easter Hymn. Gee, I wonder why. It's exactly that, an Easter hymn. So, yeah, I figured the 8:30 Mass was a little bit too early to hit the high E, so I dropped it to the key of B flat. No, I did not use the transpose knob. I don't believe in those things. That is cheating. Nor did I use the function changing the frequency of A. I kept it at 440 where it belongs. Nope. I just simply stared at the version in C and played it in B flat. Now at the 11 o'clock mass, however, I played it in C. We'll be back.
Don't touch that mouse. Instead, think of me next time you pour yourself a glass of that nice, cold, cloudy, refreshing Koenig Ludwig Weiss beer.
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, Koenig Ludwig Weiss beer by name. Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. Koenig Ludwig Weiss beer, or King Louie to you.
Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Hey!
He can swim down low, he can sing down low, he's
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Greetings, Basso. I hope your Easter day was a happy and blessed one.
Thanks, and to you as well. Mine was great. I sang bass in the church choir.
Oh, that's great. Hey, which church?
Our Lady of the Fishing Hole.
Our Lady of the Fishing Hole. Interesting. So, what will you be singing today?
Well, I'd like to keep the Divine Mercy slash Low Sunday slash Quasimodo theme going here. So I think I'm going to do O Filii et Filiae.
Perfect choice. Go for it.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O Filii et Filiae, Rex Celestis, Rex Gloriae. Morte sur rex in hodie, alleluia. Ex mane prima sabbati, ad ostium monumenti, ace serunt discipuli, alleluia. In albis sedem angelus, predixit mulieribus, in Galilea est Dominus, alleluia. Discipulis astantibus, in medio stetit Christus, dicens pax vobis omnibus, alleluia. Ut intellixit idimus, quia sur rex erat Iesus, remansit ferre dubius, alleluia. Vide Thoma, vide latus, vide pedes, vide manus, noli esse incredulus, alleluia. Quando Thomas vidi Christum, pedes manus latus suum, dixi tu es Deus meus, alleluia. Beati qui non viderunt, et firmite crediderunt, vitam aeternam habebunt, alleluia. In hoc festo sanctissimo, sit laus et jubilatio, benedicamus Domino, alleluia. Ex quibus nos humilimas, devotas atque debitas, Deo dicamus gratias. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
In 2003, Oregon Catholic Press, or OCP for short, infamous for the music issue that I spent the last several episodes providing snarky commentary about, actually revamped quite nicely their best product, Journey Songs, which is a hardbound permanent hymnal, and produced Journey Songs Second Edition. Now, one thing I must tell you is that this is not the perfect hymnal that many of us are longing for. There is still amount of music that I would find more useful as a sports mascot dance than a piece for Holy Mass. But really, I want to look at the positives here. One thing you'll notice is that most of the music written by Marty Hagen and David Haas are absent from this hymnal, and the same thing with the first edition. The reason being, okay, is that GIA Publications, the owner of most of the Hagen and Haas copyrights, does not allow their material to surface in hymnals published by the competition. Of course, it's okay for disposables to include their material because they're, well, disposable. And further, I can recall in an article that this was in the GIA Quarterly back in the mid-90s when the first edition of Journey Songs came out, stating that including their copyrights in a permanent hymnal of someone else would be, and I quote these two words, business suicide. Wow. Business suicide. The other thing to remember, too, is that of the three major publishers, okay, OCP, GIA, and WLP, which is World Library Publications, is that GIA is the only one that doesn't print out disposable missalettes or music issues of some sort. Every hymnal they produce is a permanent hardbound hymnal. So I can kind of see why they're saying, okay, well, you can do it for your disposables, but not for your hymnals, okay? Talk about killing the competition. But really, let me tell you something, my little snarkomaniacs. GIA did OCP and the entire worshiping community a favor here. No all are welcome. No we are called. No song of the body of Christ. No gather us in. I take that as a positive. It's a definite plus. Another definite plus, okay, is the addition of some really good new music. And I stress mainly text written by Benedictines Harry Hagen and Genevieve Glenn. Most of these are set to hymn tunes intended to be played on the organ. And many of their works even got their music issue debut starting with the 2005 edition. Further, a number of very good traditional selections made the hymnal for the first time, and others were finally printed in their entireties, something I still wish that the music issue would do in a good number of hymns. Some really good hymn tunes were introduced for the very first time. CWM Rhonda, Rustington, and Northbrook are just three examples. Now again, while I'm not declaring Journey Songs to be the perfect hymnal, it's definitely an improvement over Breaking Bread, Heritage Missal, the Muzak issue, and the worst of them all, Glory and Praise. OCP still has quite a ways to go, but Journey Songs and Journey Songs Second Edition is definitely a step in the right direction. Oh, and further, this Journey Song Second Edition comes with three different supplements that you can opt to get. One, of course, is the contemporary supplement. Stay away from it. A second one is the Spanish supplement, which is okay if you have a Spanish congregation. All right. The one you might want to get your hands on, and it's definitely worth checking out, is the Latin music supplement. Yes, they actually have a supplement for hymns and even some Mass Ordinary in Latin. That you definitely want to get. On the next episode, we're going to look deeper into the improvements made in Journey Song 2nd Edition. In the interim, let Christos Vincit Whitewash clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
New Christos Vincit Whitewash.
And now, let's welcome our musical guest, the University Glee Club of New Haven. Oh, and the crowd just loves it. That is the University Glee Club of New Haven. It is a men's a cappella chorus from New Haven, Connecticut. We have a website for them, www.universitygleeclub.org. The piece they performed, O Sacrum Convivium, set to music here by Ludovico Viadana. The University Glee Club of New Haven and the works of Ludovico Viadana come courtesy of the Classic Cat, www.classiccat.net.
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Meaty. Stay away from it, at least at Mass.
There, Seamus here, and for the first time in a long time, I finally get to present something in classical Latin. And yes, it's brought to you by MIDI. Stay away from it when you're playing at Mass. Today's hymn in classical Latin will be the same thing that our friend Basso sang earlier, Ophelia et Filii. Yes, you heard that right. Ophelia et Filii. And here we go. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Ophelia et Filii. Rex caelestis, rex gloriae. Morte sur rex id hodie. Alleluia. Ex mane prima sabbati, ad ostium monumenti, accesserunt discipuli. Alleluia. In abyssedens angelus, praedixit mulieribus, in Galilaea est Dominus. Alleluia. Discipulis astantibus, in medio statit Christus, dicens pax vobis omnibus. Alleluia. Ut intellexit idimus, quia surrex erat Iesus, remansit ferre dubius. Alleluia. Vide Toma, vide Latus, vide pedes, vide manus, noli esse incredulus. Alleluia. Quando Thomas vidi Christum, pedes manus latus suum, dixit tu es Deus meus. Alleluia. Beati qui non viderunt, et firmite crediderunt, vitam aeternam habebunt. Alleluia. In hoc festo sanctissimo, sit laus et jubilatio, benedicamus Domino. Alleluia. Ex quibus nos humilimas, de votas atque debitas, de obdicamus gratias. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Don't do this at church.
Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love is everlasting.
That clip, by the way, is from a mass that Rich from the Catholic Light blog attended last weekend. He didn't mention the name of the church for the sake of sparing some embarrassment. A few quick closing announcements here. Currently, I may be driving a FedEx ground truck by day for a living, but that is only at least until I can become a full-blown music director somewhere once again. However, in the meantime, I'm still available for substitute organist work for Holy Mass on weekends, weddings, some funerals, especially Saturdays. I'm willing to travel to Roman Catholic churches within a reasonable drive from the Providence, Rhode Island area. Dioceses within my range would include my home diocese, which is Providence, Rhode Island, as well as the Archdiocese of Boston, Massachusetts, and the Dioceses of Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Norwich, Connecticut. Fees are reasonable, competitive, and negotiable, and if you so choose, I'll even be willing to be your next music director for a reasonable salary. Much of the music I specialize in is written in traditional styles intended to be accompanied on an organ, preferably a pipe organ, although I will take a reasonable electronic or digital organ. Anyone interested should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. Again, don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark. If you haven't already, you may subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We have a link in the show notes as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. Also in the show notes and on the sidebar, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page. We ask but one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley if you haven't already. And in the gracious words of Bartles and James, once again, thank you for your support. Finally, for some good, clean, snarky fun after the show, come on down and join Facebook's greatest fan club, Fans of the iSnark. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next time as we point out in more detail many of the welcome additions to the Journey Songs hymnal, as well as do some more razzing, most likely, about the use of MIDI at Mass. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page.
Peace. iSnark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurnit Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurnit Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vision Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.